What do Kermit the Frog, Alabama coach Nick Saban, and Lady Gaga all have in common? Each of these celebrities stepped up to take what's called the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. By August of last year, the internet-based fundraising campaign for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, was credited with generating over $100 million for research and care. APR's Mackenzie Bates headed to Huntsville to see how getting ice-cold water dumped on your head is helping people with the disease.
It's a hot August day in Huntsville. The temperature is in the 90s and the sun is glaring down on the pool at the Midtown on the Park neighborhood. And Rick Isaacs is about to cool off.
Hi, this is Rick Isaacs and I'm here today with Team Rick.
Rick was diagnosed with ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, back in November of 2013.
I came home from the doctor. My wife didn't even know that I was seeing a doctor about ALS. Neither did I, quite frankly.
I came home from a long day at work and there was a big bouquet of flowers on the table.
That's Rick's wife, Cindy. The flowers were meant to cushion the blow of his diagnosis. ALS is a progressive, fatal neuromuscular disease that attacks and eventually kills the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. There is no cause or cure for the disease. Isaacs is slowly losing function throughout his body.
My voice is getting a little different, and it's harder and harder for me to swallow. You know, knock on wood, my legs are pretty strong. I can still walk and not long distances, and I can't stand for very long, but you know, I'm blessed with the slow progression of the disease.
Isaacs's job was working on Black Hawk helicopters in Huntsville. He tried staying on after his diagnosis, but as the disease progressed, he had to retire.
We had four knobs.
Oh, four to tighten?
Yeah.
Cindy also retired from her job to take care of her husband.
So he'll get up and I'll make his coffee and we've got a straw for it. I'll make him breakfast, which would take a while because I will feed him. He has no use of his hands and arms. Has to be careful swallowing.
After breakfast, it's time for him to get a shower.
He sits in his wheelchair and brushes his teeth. I help him rinse with mouthwash. I always have a glass handy with a straw. And then shampoo his hair, help soap him up, dry him off, help him get dressed.
Both Rick and Cindy bring buckets and ice to the pool. Several friends from the community are coming together to take part in the ice bucket challenge.
I'm Melinda Swenson. I'm here supporting Rick, and I challenge the Huntsville High cross-country team and booster club and my NASA co-workers in the procurement office.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge took the nation by storm last year in the month of August.
And people said, what's ALS? And I would say, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's Cassie Barber, the executive director of the ALS Association Alabama chapter. Celebrities, friends, and family of ALS patients, and many others all took the plunge, getting the shock to their system with how cold the water was. In addition to raising awareness for the disease, donations poured in. More than $115 million was raised in a six-week period last year.
The Ice Bucket Challenge gave us a level of public awareness of this disease that we never would have had otherwise. In addition to the incredible donations that people made all across this nation and around the world.
One by one, friends and family of Isaacs, wearing a red Team Rick shirt, dumped ice-cold water on their heads. That shows Isaacs he is not alone in this fight.
You know, when I see my friends all come out to help me, it really... Sorry. It makes a difference.
The money raised in the Ice Bucket Challenge in Alabama, Barber says, goes to research and finding a cure. It helped more than 200 families with care for someone diagnosed with ALS.
This is a very expensive disease. It can cost $200,000 a year to care for someone with this disease. So the Alabama chapter does everything that we can to support families and provide resources to them, all at no cost to the family.
In the meantime, Isaac says he will remain positive.
I still got a lot of time to go, I think, and I'm not going to let this disease consume me because I want to enjoy what life I've got left.
After Isaacs and his friends and family finished their challenge, there was one more person to be dunked. My brother-in-law, Michael Gillette, died of ALS last December. So I took part in the Ice Bucket Challenge in his memory, along with Isaacs, to do my part to help raise awareness for ALS.
Gentlemen, let's do this.
For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Huntsville, Alabama.
That was great, Mackenzie. That was great.
I don't know.
I'm up now.